This brings us to the end of our tour through the Wolsey Rooms.
The 1500s were a time of great change and challenge for English people. The Tudor dynasty that ruled England from 1485 until 1603 laid the foundations for the country's economic and political expansion and exploitation over the next 300 years, the beginning of a journey toward a colonial empire that would affect the lives of millions around the globe.
Today, the Tudor period is most often remembered for Henry VIII and his six queens. But in this tour, we've heard how the history of their reign is much more complex.
The Tudor dynasty has left behind a mixed legacy, but it has left us with the wonderful architecture of Hampton Court and the fascinating artworks and objects that can help us understand the world of the 1500s. I hope that this tour through the Wolsey Rooms has given you a glimpse into the Tudor world, and in particular, how ordinary lives were affected by the great changes of this momentous era.
We've reached the end of our tour of the Tudor world. But you can find more stories about the 16th century in the rooms underneath the Wolsey Rooms, near to where our tour began, told through interactive displays and handling objects. To leave this space facing the field of cloth of gold, turn around 180 degrees and move around 5 paces to the doorway in the left corner of the room. There is a step up through the door. As you enter the hallway, you may notice the natural light. To your right, there is a stone staircase that takes you down to the ground floor. Move 1.5 flights down to the ground floor, taking care as some of the stone steps are uneven. At the bottom, go through the door to your right and you will enter a long corridor. Its long left-hand wall is lined with 4 marble busts set atop plinths. These are figures from the Tudor royal family. Be careful of the low rope that surrounds them at shin level. Head all the way down the corridor, past the busts and through the doorway at the end. You will emerge into a large, high-ceilinged stairwell with elaborate frescoes decorating the huge walls and ceiling. Head forward through the large wooden door to your left, which might be closed. You're now back in Clock Court by the white columns. To get to the downstairs Tudor World exhibition, go through the door to your left. Otherwise, Base Court, where all our other tours start from, is through the large archway across the courtyard diagonally to the right. Thank you for taking this tour.